Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ernie Bauer, the Sumutro Chair for Southeast Asian Studies at CSIS here in Washington, D.C., in our studio with Joe Yun, who's the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and the Pacific. Joe, welcome to Washington, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ernie, and I do want to thank you for what CSIS has done, especially your role in promoting all our work and closer relationship between Southeast Asia and the United States.
A lot of people have a question about the pivot to Asia, which was really designed under President Obama's first term and led by Secretary Clinton, Kurt Campbell, and yourself. Will the pivot continue, and what directions do you think it will take in terms of priorities under Secretary Kerry?
Yeah, thank you very much, Ernie. That's a great question. And I think perhaps before we get into pivot or rebalance,
okay. You
know, I want to make a couple of general comments, which is number one, that really the pivot is probably, you know, a word that's been used often. But I want to say that American focus in Asia Pacific has been there throughout decades. And this is not a policy that is based on ideology or one party, but it has a tremendous bipartisan support. So, for example, over the last few years, we've gotten a lot of support from Senator McCain and other members of Senate and U.S. Congress. And so really what it is to recognize that much of history in 21st century, American history, will be driven by Asia Pacific. So it is that recognition. We have economic interest, we have security interest, and certainly we have interest in forming closer ties to Asia. So that's what it is. And I think you will have seen a lot of statements from our new secretary, John Kerry, on this. And there is no doubt in my mind that our refocus or rebalance in Asia will be sustained because it is based on bipartisanship. And moreover, it has tremendous support from President Obama. And I realized that when I worked in Phnom Penh in East Asia Summit last November, where, as you know, that's the first visit President Obama made after his re-election, mm-hmm. and it was to go to Phnom Penh, among other places, to attend the East Asia Summit. And clearly, in that summit, he laid out his vision for what we can do in East Asia and Pacific on a number of items, including on security, including enhancing economic ties, and including on people-to-people issues such as education. So please spread the word. this is something that is certainly here to stay, something that will be sustained, because fundamentally it is in our interest, it is in U.S. interest to do so.
You mentioned, I want to pick up on this, you mentioned the economic diplomacy. A lot of, some critics of the rebalancing say that it was a bit security heavy, and that the economic and trade piece hasn't sort of fully fallen in place yet. Mm-hmm. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, that is, you know, perhaps we've not done as good a job in terms of getting our message out on what we have done on the economic and trade side. You know, maybe we could have done a better job. But certainly, I would say we've done a lot, and I'm quite proud of what we've done. Let me just give you a couple
Please.
Of examples.
Yes.
One is with our Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. And, you know, as you know, that consists of number of countries, both developing and developed countries, working towards a high-standard FTA, Freight Free Trade Agreement. That will have tremendous impact on both sides of Pacific Ocean, and I very much expect it to be signed this year, at the end of this year, and that's the commitment and promise that President Obama made in Phnom Penh last year, along with his TPP leaders that were there, mostly, you know, New Zealand, Australia, as well as Vietnam, Malaysia, and us, Singapore, Brunei, and so on.
Right.
So that is going to be major piece of trade promotion and trade policy that we will have. Second item I want to mention to you is that so that TPP becomes and remains an open architecture for trade and investment. Last year in November, President Obama announced what we call Enhanced Economic Engagement, or E3,
right,
that will lead to trade facilitation, agreeing on principles of investment, and agreeing on digital economy like e-commerce that will get rest of Southeast Asia, we believe, ready to join TPP. So that I see E3 as the bridge to TPP, and I'm very optimistic we will do that. And beyond that, as you know, last year we had a number of trade and investment engagement. Some were led by Secretary Clinton, others were led by our USTR, and so we had a number of those engagements, and we will continue to have them. Southeast Asia is one of our fastest growing trade destinations. We must have more trade, we must have more investment from Southeast Asia to U.S., from U.S. to Southeast Asia. And so I'm quite optimistic these will grow, and that is going to be our bread and butter in terms of growth.
A hallmark of your accomplishments in President Obama's first term at East Asia Pacific Bureau has to be re-engagement with Myanmar. But clearly, you know, Thein Sein faces, the president of Myanmar faces a lot of challenges in moving forward with political and economic reform. How do you see the next steps, and what should we anticipate in terms of U.S. policy and developments in Myanmar?
I think the speed with which we have re-engaged Myanmar or Burma, you know, is probably fastest, certainly I have experienced in my 26 years of foreign service. And, you know, I'm very privileged to have been involved in some small way in the process of opening Myanmar-U.S. relationship. So I think over the past 18 months, we've done a lot of changes and heavy lift on the policy front. We've eased sanctions, we've normalized diplomatic relations, we're increasing our development assistance, we've gotten engaged in issues like human rights, governance, and so on. So I think I can say that one bucket of initial engagement had been successfully completed. And I think I'm glad that, you know, the foreign policy community, you know, such as you and others, have given it a recognition that as being very successful. However, work is far from done, I would say. That was the beginning. This country has a population of almost 80 million. It is a big country, very poor country, enormous development potential, enormous investment potential. And also, I think we really need to lift Burmese people out of their poverty, help them develop, help them join the rest of the economic growth. So I think there's a lot more work to be done. It's just beginning. I'm quite optimistic that this relation will prosper into a major business, trade, as well as political relationship.
Thank you for that. And well, Joe Yun, I just want to say thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for spending a little time with us and our CSIS listeners.
Thank you very much, and happy to be here.